It says, there shall be no end to the increase of his government or of peace. So government is the structure. Now, and the Lord said that apostles have emerged in a pastorate. Okay, let me just define terms. A pastorate is the government that pastors lead in. Apostleships, Paul mentioned the word apostleships three times in the Bible. Apostleships are the government that apostles lead in. Okay? Pastorates are designed. By the way, let me make sure that you understand it. There's not one wrong and one right. If you're a pastor and you have no apostolic, covering. Let's just make it simple. If you're a pastor, you want to have a pastorate because that's the kind of government you're going to be successful in. If you're an apostle and you're in a pastorate, it's going to expose your weakness. It's going to expose your weakness. And in other words, you want a government that covers your weakness and empowers your strength. Are you with me? But if you build a government if you're an apostle and you're in a pastorate, that exposes your weakness and covers your strength. Okay, let me tell you why. Because pastors, a true pastor, now I know we use the word pastor for anyone who's leading. So do you understand I'm talking about fivefold pastor? I mean, we even call each other pastor here. It's not a problem for us, but the title doesn't matter. Right now I'm talking about the real office of pastor, okay? A pastor, the nature of a real pastor is they gather flocks, right? They gather people. And so their idea, which is from God, is they gather. And Jesus even talked about how we flock and the one leaves, and the leaves the 99, and the pastor, the shepherd, goes out after him. So a pastorate is designed for pastors who their main mission is to gather people.